Soda pop worsens shockwaves through Cook County, or Bloomberg Preckwinkle and the soda pop fizzle. I'm Ray Hanania. Let's begin with the hypocrisy of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. What a pathetic hypocrite. Thank God he's not mayor of Chicago. This guy spent $13 million to buy pathetic advertising that seemed to have a racial edge adversity against white people, didn't it? He wanted to promote a punitive soda with those commercials and sweetened drink tax on suburbanites that was pushed by Tony Preckwinkle, the Cook County Board President. Bloomberg, like Preckwinkle, asserts soda harms public health. Really? If that's true, why not spend the $13 million that Bloomberg invested on creating a program to improve the health of Cook County residents and let Americans choose for themselves whether they want to drink soda pop, smoke cigarettes, or drink booze, or put their lives at risk by going from one violence-prone city to one even worse in New York. Preckwinkle, through one of her propagandists, Laura Washington, complained that the criticism of her oppressive soda tax was too personal. What a whiny baby. This from the same politician who pummeled her predecessor, Todd Stroger, with an endless string of personal attacks, and you're complaining that people are too personal in their criticism of you? It's ridiculous. The hero in all this is Cook County Commissioner Sean Morrison, who, like his predecessor, Liz Gorman, refused to roll over after Preckwinkle steamrolled the 1 cent per ounce tax on almost every drink imaginable in Cook County. Morrison organized a rebellion on the Cook County Board that has shaken up Illinois' political establishment. The voter protest against the soda pop tax is so powerful it even shook up political stalwart John Daly. As of this writing, and it actually happened, as many as 14 commissioners were expected to repeal Preckwinkle's soda tax, making it veto-proof. Morrison's movement, with the support of 7 colleagues on the Cook County Board, helped convince as many as 6 commissioners who voted for the tax originally to reverse themselves in this second rebellion vote. As a note, 15 members of the 17-member Cook County Board voted to repeal Preckwinkle's oppressive tax at a meeting of the Finance Committee on Tuesday, October 10, 2017, and the full board voted to repeal the soda tax in its entirety at its regular meeting the following day on Wednesday, October 11th. Morrison only needed 11 votes to ensure a veto-proof repeal. The battle over the soda tax exposed how amateurish Preckwinkle is as a Cook County political leader. It also showed how suburban voters can have an impact when they flex their muscles, not on a partisan basis, but as a suburban voter movement, Democrats working with Republicans. I argue Preckwinkle chose to impose the 1 cent per ounce tax on soda pop and sweetened drinks because it automatically excluded SNAP, or low-income recipients, who don't pay taxes when they make food purchases. There are 1.1 million SNAP recipients in Cook County, 1 in 6 residents, or 1 in 3 adults, and most live in Chicago's poorest communities, the largest in Preckwinkle's Chicago-based county district. Her consultants are not stupid. They knew Preckwinkle's constituency would avoid her bullet. Instead, it put the onus of the tax burden on suburban grocery shoppers. The tax backfired because many suburbanites significantly reduced their grocery spending in Cook County, buying soda pop and groceries from neighboring Will and DuPage County. I certainly did. Soda pop is often the key factor for consumers in deciding where to buy groceries. I buy my groceries after I decide where the pop is that I'm going to purchase. It's that powerful of a draw for consumers and retailers. Preckwinkle's claim her tax would add millions to the county's coffers in August, the first month of its implementation, proved to be millions of dollars off its mark, according to Morrison. The key now is to not let Preckwinkle's allies off the hook. Keep the pressure on them in the upcoming election. Suburban voters need to take charge over Cook County because so far the Chicago-based machine there doesn't know how to control its wasteful spending. Hold their feet to the fire. Many insiders believe one of the biggest losers in all this is billionaire J.B. Pritzker, who seems slow to appreciate the soda tax issue. Pritzker is coming across like a Bloomberg clone, and that's giving big momentum to Chris Kennedy, who may not be the first choice of the professional politicians for governor of Illinois, but he is a favorite among everyday voters. I'm Ray Hanania.